Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. One of the most beautiful concepts that we have in Islam is a concept of prophethood. Our father Adam was the first of these prophets, the first of the succession of all prophets. And from him, the message was then passed on to the succeeding ones that came after him. Allah tells the Holy Prophet in the Holy Quran, "Surely we have revealed to you just as we revealed to Nuh and the prophets after him. And we revealed to Ibrahim, to Ismail, to Yaqub, and the tribes, and Isa, and Ayub, and Yunus, and Harun, and Suleiman, and we gave to Dawood." In a nutshell, God sent to humanity to all the divinely appointed messengers. Now, some envision the holy prophets to be these angelic-like beings made of pure light. But no, these were people just like you and me. They ate, they drank, and they went to the market to get their own groceries. And the disbelievers say, "What is the matter with this messenger that he eats food and he goes to the markets? Why has not an angel been sent down to him so that he could have been a warner with him?" One of the reasons why the people rejected the messengers is that they were not expecting a prophet, a messenger, to be a person that ate, that drank, and that went to the bathroom. But instead, they were expecting some kind of an angelic being. So if we have this kind of understanding about the messengers, we better change that right now. No, they were ordinary beings with normal human needs. In fact, what made them so exceptional is that their souls were so pure and they submitted themselves entirely to the will of Allah. So Allah inspired them with a message so that they could show everybody the way. The question is, are we following them? Glad you stayed.